students get report cards, not teachers. But the roles are reversed on a website visited by thousands of middle and high school students across the country. On RateMyTeachers.com, students are the ones handing out grades to instructors. Kids say this offers them an opportunity to criticize without fear or consequence. Whether these virtual report cards have any influence is open for debate. Jennifer Wing reports from member station KPLU in Seattle.
As soon as 14-year-old Lisa Pellerin gets home, she logs onto her computer to scan new ratings of teachers at her school submitted by her classmates.
We're not saying anything about their personality or their looks or anything. We're just saying what the students think about how well they're teaching.
Pellerin is one of 2,000 student volunteers across the country who monitors the Rate My Teachers website. Her main responsibility is to edit out any vulgarities. She keeps track of Meeker Middle School in Renton, Washington. It's just south of Seattle, and Pellerin is in the ninth grade there.
A lot of teachers at our school, they could really learn from the website, because certain teachers that give out way too much homework, it says on there that they give out way too much homework.
Students give their input anonymously. They judge their instructors on clarity, helpfulness, and easiness on a scale of 1 to 5. Sheila Friedman, a Spanish teacher at Redmond High School in Washington, isn't convinced the website's top scorers are actually effective in the classroom.
The best teacher I ever had in high school was also the hardest teacher I ever had in high school and would have received extremely low marks on RateMyTeachers.com.
Friedman has pretty good ratings, give or take a few pointed negative remarks. What they all have in common is a lack of specific information.
Some of them are useless. They say pretty easy. What does that mean? The very last one on the bottom, it just says she stinks. You know, that could help me if they would be more specific and say how. What am I doing that would make them write a comment like that so that I could fix it?
Lots of teachers are asking how they can fix it, according to the creators of the website. Michael Huzzy is one of its founders. He's based near Portland, Maine, and grew up in a house full of educators. Huzzy is seeing the influence of the student grading system firsthand.
My mother and sister are both teachers, for instance, and my mother is actually rated on the website. She did have one bad rating, and I saw that she kind of stepped back and thought, how could this be? That's going to be in the back of her mind the next time she explains the lesson plan, so that can only be a good thing.
More than 500,000 teachers across the country are graded on RateMyTeachers.com, and the number is growing. So are the critics. From New York State to California, several districts have banned it from school computers. Some think it's too mean-spirited. Others say it has no educational value. Teachers are even fighting back by spamming the website. Lisa Pellerin at Meeker Middle School recalls the actions of one angry teacher.
She or he circulated an email to all the other teachers asking them to submit things to the site, like mess it up as much as possible, which is a real problem because I just had to go through 50 different ratings and half of them were nothing.
Rate My Teachers is starting to make some money with online advertising. Its creators are working on ideas for new websites along a similar vein. For example, an online forum where parents can rate their child's teachers, or teachers can grade parents. The possibilities are endless. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Wing in Seattle.